Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week, we're joined by Hillary Olson, the president and CEO of the Rochester Museum and Science Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's too bad there's nothing going on at the Science Center.
Oh my gosh, how wrong is that?
This is crazy.
We have so much going on at the Museum and Science Center. The Sound Sense exhibit, which is a temporary exhibit that we created in-house.
This is so cool.
It's so much fun. We have, you can sit in the butt kicker chair and feel sound. You can make sound. You can dance under the sound domes. There's music playing. You can dance across a giant keyboard like in Big. It's so much fun. And we took out a lot of our historical collection so you can see drums from around the world.
That's
and
cool.
Through history and other instruments. On loan from the Music Hall of Fame. It's amazing.
I mean, again, we are very blessed to have the Rochester Museum and Science Center here in our town because, again, if you're a parent, like, this is a must stop with your kids.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole day. I mean, you can go through and learn about history. You can learn about culture. You can learn about local Rochester history and information. You can learn about Native Americans or dinosaurs or mastodons or, you know, history, natural history, culture. It's everything. It is so much in one spot.
So you mentioned the Sound Sense exhibit where there's, again, lots of stuff to do there. How long is that going to be going on for? And how did you guys pick that? I'm so curious of how you get the ideas because I know you're always looking for ways to keep things fresh and different.
Yeah, absolutely. So it ends on April 21st.
Okay.
So come now.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
But not too much time, don't we?
Right. We're running through the spring break, which is really important for families. But when we think about science, we think about ways to make it accessible to everyone. And sound and music is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's all around us. And really kind of taking that deep dive into the science of sound and how it works and how sound is truly a wave and all of those things. And taking our exhibits team and giving them the challenge of making that interesting to a 3-year-old and a 93-year-old and everyone in between is that's the big challenge. And they've really done it with this exhibit.
And you guys have literally thought of everything. I mean, you even have a sensory-friendly space for if like it's getting a little too much, maybe to get away.
Yeah, if somebody needs a break, if somebody's having sensory overload for any reason, that Sound Sense Gallery has a beautiful, quiet space where you can get away from it all, and parents are really appreciating that.
I bet parents like to just go in there just to like chill.
Yes, and they want to go into that room, but what happens is that the parents end up playing in the gallery.
Sure.
So this is not something that's just for kids.
Well, that's part of the trade-off of having kids, right? It's the fact that we get to be kids again ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, and then you'll have like a line at a certain interactive element, and there's adults that want to do it just as much as the kids do. It's great.
Now, with Sound Sense here, you're also doing a concert series.
Yeah, we have two more concerts in our concert series. It's the third Thursday in March. We have the Bitter Bells coming up on the 21st and Hannah on the Blue Hearts on April 18th.
And again, it's amazing the ideas you guys come up with. I mean, even the workshops that you guys come up
with. We have so many different workshops. And right now we're highlighting our Rain Barrel workshops, which is perfect for the spring. It's a family workshop held at the museum. They sell out all the time. So it's really how to create a rain barrel, take it home, and use that rainwater smartly to water your gardens or anything else you might need in your yard. And that you can sign up for at rmsc.org.
Again, talking to Hillary Olson, the president and CEO of the Rochester Museum and Science Center. And of course, it's about learning. So you have to have a lecture series.
Oh, we have lectures all the time. So we have several different lecture programs. But what I think is the best is it's called Science on the Edge. And that is really a broad range of science topics. We have what's coming up now is and the effect of microplastic pollution in the Great Lakes, which is a way bigger deal than you might think.
Sure, yeah. Because we hear about it all the time for the oceans, right? But, I mean, again, that's a huge problem, and that certainly is impacting all of us. But when you talk about being here in Rochester,
it's
with the lakes all around us.
Yeah, and microplastics are a really big deal in Lake Ontario. So you're going to hear about what's happening and maybe what you can do to mitigate it, which is really important. And then we have history and science and show business. There's a lecture on the success of the musical Hamilton coming
up.
Okay,
yeah, which is very timely. I think tickets for that went on sale this week for the RBTL.
Yeah, so everybody's really interested in that in Rochester right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. So the topics that that lecture series covers are a huge range, and people just love coming to hear what we have going on all the time. And those are constantly being updated. Again, go to the website, rmsc.org.
Again, so much going on. And it's, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if people even really understand necessarily how big the Rochester Museum and Science Center is, because there's, what, 200 hands-on exhibits?
Mm-hmm.
And they're certainly the ones that are regularly there. And you guys are doing a lot of the kind of different exhibits from time to time to keep things fresh. But it's tough to honestly go through the entire thing in one day.
It absolutely is. And it's not just the museum center itself with the exhibits in that space, but it's also the Strassenburg Planetarium. Mm-hmm. And then down in Naples is the Cumming Nature Center. And that's enormous. And it's 900 acres of just gorgeous pine trails. And they've been doing snowshoeing and skiing. And then we have maple sugaring coming up.
Which is very big right now.
It's huge. So we've tapped all the trees that we're going to tap. And we'll have a big pancake breakfast and maple sugar festival for the last 2 weekends in March. So coming up this weekend on the 23rd and 24th. And then again on the 30th and 31st.
Let's take a little step back here. And let's focus on the planetarium. Because, again, this is one of the coolest things to go to. And just personally, we had an artist go there and perform a concert a couple of years back, and it's just really cool that you can do so many things with that venue.
Yeah, and
we should do more of that stuff, by the way.
Oh, and
we'll talk.
Yeah, well, okay, we need to. I mean, that space is now, actually, we've renovated. We shut down a little bit last fall. We've renovated, changed everything about the seating so that the seating is flexible so you can do maybe dancing in there if you want to.
That's awesome.
Maybe we're celebrating the moon landing this coming July, and I want to teach everyone the moonwalk. I actually have to learn it first.
Sure.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, there's YouTube videos. I think you can
figure it out. Yeah, that'll be fine. But really making sure that we're opening it up to artistic representation from anywhere. So the sound system is better. The chairs are better.
The laser still.
The laser shows are definitely happening. Pink Floyd is still the sellout.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, every Saturday night. And we have a Beatles show, and those will change up throughout the year. So we'll have different content going on. And then we have our regular shows, which are completely different because we have a new digital system that allows us to project on the full dome. So those little slides are gone and there's no rectangles anywhere.
Gotcha, okay.
It's just lay back, relax. We have beanbag chairs in there if you really want to lay back and get into it.
Who would not want to, yes.
People sit down and zone out and they get really into it. So if, you know, you're looking at Saturn, you're zooming in and out, it's actually data visualization. So it's not just, photographs and pictures.
Sure.
It is literally, this is what the data is showing right now about what Saturn might look like or what the moon phases are.
Oh, that's amazing.
Or the spots on the sun, whatever that is, we're actually getting information from NASA and NOAA and other government agencies to be able to see what's happening up there right now. And so we can really be a part of the universe in a way that we never were before. We were just sort of showing slides.
Right.
So,
what led to kind of stepping it up? And how did you even, again, what fascinates me the most is where these ideas come from.
The planetarium community is small, and we all know each other. So the first thing that happens is somebody says, I have a great idea for a digital system, and this is how it's going to react with domes across the country. And then everyone gets involved, and you need those early adapters to really work out the bugs. So we have a brand new program called Digistar 6. The people that were working out the bugs were, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. So still pretty early in, but
it is.
Let
it
them
actually
work
is.
On that.
And we're right on the cusp of like the very best system. I mean, this is tremendous. And the projectors themselves are amazing. And we actually have local lenses that came from Navitar, a local company, that allow us to really show in beautiful form what these things look like, what the stars might look
That's
like.
So
what,
cool.
So all of those things together create an experience. It's not just a show anymore. It's a truly immersive experience. And we can do that with art, and we can do that with music, and you can display anything you want on that dome. And we'll actually have times for the public, that's coming soon, to come in, and it's called Dome Lab, to come in and actually use their own information and put it on the dome and see
That's
how
cool.
it works. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I was going to say, can we hook up a video gaming system? Because I feel like that would be awesome.
Don't think I didn't already suggest that.
We'll work on that.
I'm going to go ahead out on that limb and say it's not hard to hook up an Xbox to that system. It'll be fun.
Oh, so cool. Again, talking with Hillary Olson, the CEO and president of the Rochester Museum and Science Center. So again, not just the Science Center, not just the planetarium. Let's focus really and dig deep here on the Coming Nature Center.
Mm-hmm. The Coming Nature Center is gorgeous. Like I said, 900 acres. There's trails. There's a nature center. There's indoor spaces. Right now, we're running lighting the fire every day. And so
still a little chilly, but we're getting there.
Yeah, during that chilly time, we light the fire and everybody can gather around that, take a beautiful trail walk and then come back in and eat popcorn and sit by the fire. There's free popcorn. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
That is the best.
Yeah. And like I said, there's people were doing ski and snowshoe rentals, and then we slide into maple sugaring. So that is...
Mm-hmm. Which is fascinating, by the way.
Oh my gosh, the amount of tree sap that you need to actually make a gallon of maple syrup is no joke. A lot of work that happens in that sugar shack.
And the whole process that goes into it as well. And it's funny because a lot of us on the surface, we see the bottle of maple syrup, right? And we don't think about what process... really people had to go through to get this here. So to learn that, it blows your mind.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about how the sap is harvested and cooked down, and that boiling process takes forever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But it's fun to participate in.
It's very cool. Plus, it's kind of crazy when you think about it that you don't know what kind of sap it's going to be. You have to wait until you realize, what's the color?
Yes, what's the color of that syrup?
Or it's going to be darker or what have you.
Yeah, it's a surprise every year. And so, as we go through the process every year, though, there are people that are experts in the field that help us to make sure that we're harvesting and boiling correctly and hitting that right point so that syrup is just perfect. And then we put it on pancakes and sausage and everything else. And the festival that we're going to have, the Maple Sugaring Festival, the last two weekends in March, we're going to have locally sourced food and friends from Ganondagon sharing their Native American maple sugaring traditions, their tools. So it's not just us. And there's a lot going on down there. And that is a trip you have to take.
Absolutely. So let's look a little forward now because, it is starting to get a little warmer. Mother Nature's teasing us with the nice weather. How about looking forward to the summer? What are some of the things we can expect from the Nature Center?
Oh, and the Nature Center in the summer that's its high time. So we'll have Yoga in the Pines. We have the Orchestra in the Pines coming up. Our Bio Blitz, where citizens can work on actually counting species and
really?
Figuring out. Yeah, it's a citizen science project, but it's so good. So you can find, you might find a worm or a beetle or a butterfly that nobody's seen in Naples
that's
or in Western New York
crazy,
in the last 50 years. Something that you might have thought was extinct or didn't grow here. So we have a lot of scientists that are helping us with that to make sure that we are measuring with the botanists, with the mammalogists, what's out there. So, it's not just counting squirrels, although that's important. Squirrels are important.
Sure.
And then we have the Finger Lakes Fermentation Festival, and that information will be coming soon to the website, rmsc.org. And that is local and tastings of fermented food, drink, wine, beer, spirits, kombucha, yogurt.
What's the kombucha thing? Kombucha. It's really taken off.
Oh my
now.
God, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
I'm not a personal fan, but people who love it, love it. Kimchi and sauerkraut and showing people how to do those types of things.
Sure. Now, again, we've covered a lot of topics here. When it comes from the Rochester Museum and Science Center, with the Science Center itself, to the planetarium, all the stuff going on there, to the Nature Center. If people want to learn more, want to get tickets, want to sign up for lectures or sign up for workshops, where can they go?
They go to rmsc.org for more information, but I really encourage everyone to friend us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and find out. That's really where the first time that we shout out information, mm-hmm. those go to social media. So if you friend us on those pages, you can find out things that are happening right when we're announcing it. So you can be the first one in line, you can get your tickets, and you'll never have to worry about something being sold out.
It must be really exciting for you guys when you work so hard on, if you want to bring back the sound sense, mm-hmm. for example, working really hard to make that great, and then you blast it out there and let people know we're doing this. Like, what was the response to that?
Oh, everybody loved it. I mean, we worked with so many partners ahead of time that, you know, the School for the Deaf was a partner to make sure that we were offering things that you're not just hearing, but you're seeing and you're feeling, which is such a great element of sound. But so all those partners knew about it and they couldn't wait. And then when we blasted it out to the community, people were so excited about, you know, we need to make sure that people are seeing and feeling new things at the museum at all times. So there's new things happening and people got excited about that. But then the community is also excited about the other things that we're offering and updating on a regular basis. So the museum's not just doing the traveling and temporary exhibits, but we have a lot of things going on in the Science Center, in the museum that happen all the time and change all the time. So that's, people are so behind that.
No, again, it's very clear you guys are really working hard to make sure that it's fresh, and make sure you stop by the Rochester Museum Science Center very, very soon. One more time, if people want to grab tickets, where can they go?
rmsc.org or friend us on Facebook.
Hillary Olson, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Corey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.